Coming up tomorrow on TSN at 5:30, the Edmonton Rush on the road taking on the Toronto Rock to discuss that and a much more important topic. Netminder for the Edmonton Rush, Aaron Boll, joins us once again. Aaron, how you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Let's start with the game, and then we'll get into to Michelle, which is much more important. For you, I know with Chris Corbeil, the whole defensive unit, the goaltender, guys were fired up after that Toronto game, giving up 16. And so maybe some redemption very quickly against them. What about the team game that day do you feel, from a goaltender's perspective, needs to be better?
I think just the overall kind of methods to our defense. Basically, they kind of exploited us on certain things, and they did it very well, and they got opportunities inside and outside. I think we just have to, after watching game film and whatnot, Jimmy Quinlan has a few good key points that he's going to bring up tomorrow on kind of denying those passes inside from Sanderson and whatnot. But I think it's just getting back to the principles that we first established, and we kind of touched basis on that last game and actually played a full 60 minutes. And as everyone knows, in the league, if our defense gets going and our transition gets going, that feeds our offense.
The one thing that I've learned more in lacrosse, a lot of times, even as a goaltender, the defensive sets, a lot of that plays into how, you'll face a shooter because they're not supposed to give them the inside per se, so you kind of lean the other way. And if all of a sudden there's a breakdown defensively, well, it might look like it's a weak goal from the outside. A lot of times, though, that can be because that specific shot lane wasn't supposed to be open.
Yeah, it could be that, and there's so many different variables, especially from the perspective from an onlooker where you don't see the from my eyes where it could be possibly someone screening me or just stepped in the way. Maybe they were late responding to the the shooter. So there's definitely more variables, but I never blame my defense. I always blame it to on me. I'm the last line of defense, and if the ball goes in there, I take it hard on myself, and I just kind of push forward from there.
Rob Hellier, a guy who's really burst on the scene offensively in the NLL the last few years. How much scouting do you do on guys' shooting tendencies there? Do you worry about that, or can you not focus too much on where a guy's going to shoot?
Well, the thing is every player, even every goalie, has tendencies, right? So I've spent time. I watched our game. I spent another few hours watching their recent game against Buffalo. And every kind of player is going to have their tendencies. So I don't get too fixated on their tendencies. But I know that that's going to be one of the shots when, or their bread and butter shot when they get kind of tired. Now you may be listening to this or whatever, but I don't I don't really care. It's the fact that in the situation at hand, you just focus on the ball and you react to it. Right. So you can study as much film as you want and kind of prepare yourself to body position, stick fakes and this and that. But very smart players can read into that and just basically trick you and pretty much putting the ball in the net, in a game situation. Right. So it's just because they did a shot on Anthony Cosmo, say, for example, they're not going to shoot the same on me.
Aaron Boll, netminder for the Edmonton Rush, joins us. They take on the Toronto Rock tomorrow. Aaron, for you, maybe it'll be a release. Maybe it'll be a little bit of frustration. Your girlfriend, Michelle, who in 2010 had breast cancer, was celebrating 4 years of being cancer-free when, unfortunately, she just got diagnosed that she's got cancer again. And I don't want to butcher the exact diagnosis, so can you tell me what it is and, how serious is it looking right now?
So basically it's, the breast cancer has kind of metastasized through the blood and it's actually, has created lesions on her bone. So, they went for an MRI. It was basically due to, pain in her hip and, it's on her hip. There's three lesions on her spine, which is the lower lumbar, the cervical, and then also the thoracic. And then she also has lesions on her skull. Her right arm, and they haven't done any scans to her legs, so we don't know if it spread to her legs or her pelvis at the current moment.
And Michelle is very young. She's 30 years of age. Everybody knows what happened with Derek's wife, Wendy, for the last year and a half, and I know that was pretty tough on the guys. How have you been handling something like this? Is it something that, I don't know, do you will the game itself be a release point, or will you find yourself having to struggle from not focusing on it come game time?
Well, I think if I have my mind kind of active, it's definitely a release. But, you know, I always think about her regardless. And I actually kind of told her last game that she was kind of one of my refocusing kind of happy thoughts. So, you know, that in itself kind of relieves a little bit of tension. And, you know, I have to give a shout out to Derek last Friday at the practice. I didn't even want to practice. I was pretty much crying on the way there and breaking down. I try to stay strong, of course, in front of Michelle, but being holding it all up inside is definitely hard. But I went up to Derek, and he was very understanding, and he gave me gave me hope that it'll work, and he gave me other forms of treatment that are possibilities and everything like that. So I really appreciate him for that.
Well, yeah, definitely. I know that I talked to a lot of the guys about watching Derek and Wendy go through it, and kind of a rallying point on a different sense for you. And in this case now, Aaron, I know you guys have a youcaring.com page. I've tweeted it out. We'll put it up on our on the Jason Gregor Show Facebook fan page just to kind of help out, because Michelle looks like she's in for a pretty hefty run of treatment, I would think.
Yeah, it's going to be, for one, basically, if the breast cancer is estrogen dependent, basically we have to do a few things to suppress her estrogen. So it's either hormonal or take certain things out to kind of suppress it permanently. And that's really hard, of course, right? Not being able to start a family. And then also the fact that different forms of actually of treatment, right? So there's naturopathic, there's hormone shots that aren't necessarily covered in Alberta. And also possibly seeking elsewhere as far as the Mayo Clinics in Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota. And possibly, I'll do anything for Michelle, right? And I just want to express and thank everybody that has donated thus far on, through Twitter and Facebook. And, I hope even if it's, a dollar or whatever, or, even if you share the page, that means a lot to us as well, because we're just getting this exposed. And it's a shame that, not only Michelle, but everybody else that's, impacted through cancer and their families have to go through this.
Aaron Bold, a netminder of the Edmonton Rush, joins us. His girlfriend, Michelle, recently diagnosed with cancer after 4 years of being cancer-free. It's come back, and I know the FUC is a tagline that many people have used in the past. Aaron, you talked about how last Friday, you could barely, you didn't want to practice. We're breaking down. Then your team goes out and, 19-7. That was maybe the best defensive game of the entire season, from defense through to goaltending. Was it used as inspiration? Was it something the guys in the dressing room were talking about?
They didn't even know, to be honest. After the game, some of them came up to me, but I just actually kind of sent an email this past week to actually just express why I was kind of off last week and where I was coming from and everything like that. And they've, embraced and supported me with open arms, and same with Michelle. And the whole lacrosse community in Edmonton and elsewhere all over Canada is hugely supporting us as well, and we really, really appreciate it.
Well, Aaron, continued success. I know it's a real tough time for you guys, and I know the team wants a big comeback victory against Toronto, so hopefully you can do that. And we're all rooting for you and Michelle in this fight as she battles cancer. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.